Okay, can you just talk about what the lead up to this situation is?
What the lead up is to it is the pillar that they put down at the bottom of the road. They're blocking men, women, and children from getting access. Do you know what I mean? Now you can see it here. It's like we're being in prison. Do you know what I mean? It's an open prison. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's.
And when did that barrier go up?
That barrier went up on Tuesday, was it?
Monday
morning, 5 o'clock Monday morning, while everyone was asleep in bed. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one knew about it either. You know what I mean?
And why do you think they put up the barrier at 5 o'clock in the morning?
They just put it up like so it wouldn't be tampered with, or no one would intervene with the work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel when that barrier went up?
Well, we felt trapped. You know what I mean? Like we feel now, as you can see, we are trapped now. How are we supposed to get food for the children and that? You know what I mean?
What do you say about
this? I don't know. We can't get access
at all. It's like the Berlin Wall, it is, where it is. Like, it's disgraceful, really. Now, I bring my kids just trying to get them to school yesterday morning, and there's a 40-foot line in the river road there, and I couldn't get out. So I had to queue around and go back down this way here. They were 20 minutes late going to school. It's disgraceful. I've never seen anything like this in our life.
We're going to hit this up. We're going to hit this up.
As long as it takes, we're keeping this up. We will never stop till we get that ball down.
Was there any consultation on the part of Dublin City Council when that wall went up?
Well, we wanted the council for to do. If they wanted, said if they were so bad, they're complaining us about the rubbish. We don't want them to put the wall up at the tip head, up where the rubbish is getting tipped. And we get them guaranteed that we let no trucks after any road come up that road with rubbish or anything. And that wasn't good enough for them. All we wanted was access to get the kids to school and get the shop and stuff.
This morning you've organised a protest. What time did you start at?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Quarter to eight.
Right. And how many of you showed up here this morning?
There's about 100 of us, or maybe 120 spread around. 200,
yeah, 200, yeah, 200, 200, yeah.
200.
And what have you tried to do with your protest this morning?
Just tried to protest the road, and the police, as you can see, they have a wall built right across the road from one side to the other, and they will not let us in or out. Do you know what I mean? Now, there was two women here earlier on that needed food for their children, and like, how are they supposed to get through that there? You know what I mean? Two travelling women. How are they supposed to get through that there? You know what I'm saying? Like,
the guards ticked it this morning, right? But they won't take us anymore, because nobody will ever know where we're going tomorrow.
But they told us we can protest down in the Finglas side without them blocking us off there. They said they won't put that barrier there. They'll let us block off the Finglas roads there, but they won't let us block off this road.
Yeah, but to the Finglas road, there's no traffic on it.
Yeah, no, the road, outside the road. No, there is traffic.
We want to do where it hurts them. We want to protest where it hurts them.
There is a lot of traffic in Finglas, but the reason why they don't mind about Finglas is because Finglas is like a lower class. This is the upper class, Castleknockare, and they're more bothered about anyone that has money than people that hasn't got money, you know? And we don't want to be upsetting our own residents, because we've been reared with them down there all our life.
And besides, Finglas area we're living in is Castleknock area, so we've no right back in Finglas. Finglas has nothing to do with it. It's the Castleknock area we should be blocking. Why block people is not involved in it? That we're living on Dublin 15, which is Castleknock area. Why should we block Finglas? It's not residents, has nothing to do with it. We should block the people that's involved in it, not the people that's nothing to do with it.
And what do you think is going to happen next? I mean, can you see the barrier coming down anytime soon? Or
the way it is with us, we're in no hurry because we can do nothing. We're blocked in anyway, so we've all our life to do. And wait here for as long as it takes. We're free.
What's probably going to happen is get our hands all together. It'll get very serious all together. You know, I can see a lot of crime coming into it over this. You know, the young lads is going wild and all over it.
And can you see, are you going to continue with your protest for the time being?
For as long as it takes.
As long as it takes,
12 months, 2 years, we'll never stop till we get that barrier down.
And were you surprised with the amount of guards here this morning?
Yeah, we're very shocked.
They ticked us this morning. They did tick us this morning. We didn't know the story's hard, right? But it won't happen no more, I promise you that.
We told them here yesterday that we were going to protest here this morning again, and they said that was okay. So we didn't realise that they're going to have 200 guards or more maybe here.
They won't be talking about when we're doing it.
For now on, we're not telling them anything, because we told them and we're trying to go the proper way and they won't have it.
Have there been any arrests this morning?
No arrests. There's a lot of girls getting pulled and dragged now over the other roundabout over here.
I can see there's other people up on the roundabout there. What's happening over there at the moment?
This thing, right? It's an unbinding protest.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we wouldn't do one otherwise, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we'll be here now every morning, every evening, till we get our results.
I see you've got video recorders yourselves.
Oh, we have.
What's that for? It's just for safety, or
that's it. But just to see what the guards act, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday morning, I was down on the other road, right? Yeah, the car up again, right? There was a couple of girls pulling and dragged and knocked bodyguarding.
And you didn't have any footage of that, no?
There was no cameras. So the recovery is this morning now and it happens to go down. Our own cameras.
Yeah. Do you find that the guards are less willing to get physical with you if they see a camera present?
Yeah. They won't even talk to us when they see a camera present.
Because they bit a couple of young ones down there yesterday. Was it yesterday? They bit them yesterday morning. Well, they hit one young one 13 and kicked in the stomach. A child.
The train, the true child
that was in the pram in the buggy, they put her in the middle of the road with the young one. They picked it up the pram, threw it onto the pad. They lifted another young one's arm around, hit her a box in the stomach, and as soon as they got the cameras came, not one of them opened their mouth. The ladies were roaring back.
They have their own cameras, they wouldn't not even talk to us. But when there's no cameras present, they will dog us about. They will, yeah. Different story altogether.
And we told our head guard, another guard that was there, what's his name? We told him about... What's the fellow that was chatting to you?
Mr. Highland.
Highland. We told him about the guys here and he started laughing. He said, well, that happens in protest.
Mr. Highland knows the whole story of what's going on in the Finglas area. So, my name is Dan Rooney, if anybody wants to get here to me, right? Okay, thank you.
All right.